the general credited with turning around the war effort in Iraq, has assumed command of the international force in Afghanistan. David Petraeus said yesterday that we are in this to win. Few doubt the general's commitment, but many doubt the effectiveness of the counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan. Its success will depend on whether the Afghan army and police will be able to assume responsibility for security. The problem is that the police, at least, aren't ready yet. Ben Gilbert is embedded with U.S. troops in Kandahar province and sent us this report.
Here at the Marin John police station in the violent Argandab district of Kandahar province, the musky odor of marijuana greets a patrol of U.S. soldiers.
How are you doing? Good, I'm hot.
Inside, the commander, Haji Damama, is out of uniform. He's responsible for the 15 officers here.
You're not in the checkpoint, so I need some fuel for his truck or generator.
Much of the conversation between Haji Damama and the U.S. soldiers revolves around how the commander is going to get water, fuel, and phone cards from the American soldiers. It's a scene repeated daily at hundreds of police stations. The Afghan Ministry of Interior's supply system doesn't work, partly due to corruption at senior levels, according to a recent study by the American Special Inspector for Afghan Reconstruction. The report also says drug abuse is rampant and attrition is high, as much as 140% turnover in a year in some police units. The U.S. has spent half of all reconstruction funds, nearly $27 billion, on building up the Afghan army and police forces. The army's faring better. With the police, a renewed effort has begun to attempt to improve their performance.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sergeant Holmes. Here to give you a map class, some land navigation.
At an American outpost called Sakari Ba, 82nd Airborne paratroopers teach Afghan police how to read a map. It's part of the partnering strategy now being implemented in Afghanistan, where U.S. units live, eat, and patrol with Afghans.
All right, maps are very important for us in a combat environment. They help us know where we're at, where we're going, and it helps us locate the enemy, and we can check where they go on the map.
Unfortunately, only one of the 8 Afghan police officers at this session can actually read. Even if they could read, the map is in English. But U.S. Army Lieutenant Eric Fitzgerald of Delta Company, 2nd Battalion of the 508th Paratroopers, says this is a start.
We just want to train for land navigation and map reading because at some point we do believe that these guys are going to be able to get their own maps, and they're slowly coming along, they're slowly progressing, and as we get more resources, we'll be able to outfit them with more equipment, and when they do get that equipment, we just don't want to be a big surprise, like, hey, you're getting this equipment, like, oh, we don't know how to use that.
Getting maps in any language seems like wishful thinking at this point. The Afghans can't even supply their men with boots. The Americans bring out a used pair of combat boots for one police officer named Mahmoud Tyre to try on. Like most police officers, Tyre makes about $150 a month. So he says he can't afford to buy new boots. And he says his Afghan government-issued boots wore out long ago, so now he's wearing sandals.
The Afghan government is corrupt. And, for 2 years I'm using only one pair of shoes, but it's all completely gone. Every day I go on mission and I don't have any shoes on.
The police station's third in command, an officer named Shafiula, says without the Americans, his policemen would have nothing.
Since, yeah, we are really happy, but our government is not supporting us. And still, U.S. Army, they are spending their time. And we're really happy. That's really appreciated from U.S. Army, U.S. government. They support us and we can learn something.
The report on Afghan reconstruction says many supplies are stolen by senior Afghan officials. But the problem isn't just in the high ranks. At a village called Mohammadia Kukalache, the village elder says Afghan police regularly demand money and goods from his people.
Mostly people here from the NP and they run away from them because they do not have good behavior with them. Usually the NP guys come here, they say that, why you do not give us information about Taliban? Cursing a lot and bad words for people.
The 82nd Airborne's Delta Company commander, Captain Claude Lambert, will soon be partnering with the police in Lyle Muhammad's area. Lambert is already working with Afghan police on his base, so he's familiar with the challenges. He says he's heard that Afghan police commanders charge a toll to supply convoys moving through their areas, in essence shaking down the truckers.
Nothing will happen to you or your convoy as long as you give us money, you know. So stemming that is very hard. Trying to get to the root of that and figuring it out is very hard, because even though you're living and breathing with them 24 hours a day, they will go around you. They know the culture a lot better than you, and it's very, very easy for them to go ahead and circumvent you. It's the most challenging thing, you know, that pretty much I've ever had to do, is, you know, try to instill ethics into a culture. It's a very, very tough task.
But there is some hope. A detachment of American Special Forces is working with 200 Afghan paramilitary troops from the Afghan National Civil Order Police, or ANCOP. They're arriving as part of this summer and fall's Kandahar operation. The Special Operations Task Force commander for southern Afghanistan, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Pettit, says the point is to instill faith in the Afghan government among the local population.
So when you bring in ANCOP and they are slightly different, and they are multi-ethnic, and they look different, you have a fresh start. And so if they're credible, if they don't shake down the people, if they provide, you know, proper security, and if they are perceived as professional, then you have a win. That is what we are here to do. We have to have those wins so that, you know, the people see the police as helping them and not another predator on the people, which has happened here in Afghanistan.
Some in the international force here are concerned about the ethnic makeup of the ANCOP troops. Only 25% are Pashtun, the predominant language and ethnic group in Kandahar. Lieutenant Colonel Pettit says it's their professionalism that matters more than their language, and professionalism is one thing badly needed as the U.S. tries to give Afghans some faith in their government. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Arghandab District, Afghanistan.